It's the Forever Yellow and Black podcast. Paul, your host. Been in a bit of a hiatus for a while, but a couple of weeks ago before the season, thought we'd reinvigorate the podcast. A couple of weeks ago, we're going to focus on some of the legends of the game and legends of our club, and how can you not start with Jack Dyer, Captain Blood. Absolutely encompasses everything that this club stands for. This is Forever Yellow and Black.
And just say, next time when we do, we'll kick your bloody head off. Now, that is what I call football.
Was that the day Bruce Jones gave you the black eye?
No, that was the day on your fullback played with Victoria.
Bruce Morrison?
Yeah, six goals I kicked against him. And what do you think, I got sacked when I went in the room? He said, you're finished now.
I said, what?
Six goals against the Victorian fullback.
In this passage, Richmond's match winner, Jack Dyer, gets a clearing kick away in his usual robust fashion.
And Richmond away with a chain of passes round.
The one and only Captain Blood, Jack Dyer. Say I'm not boasting about it or anything like that, because I love playing football hard. I love the thrill of the game. They're all testing out on the ground and you stand up to the test, and I love that. And but this day we're playing Melbourne, and I hated Melbourne. You know, that poor fellas from Richmond, you know, you right home, come on, let's get on with the business. And
as I said at the service, I think he just encompassed the whole club. He embodied the whole place. I mean, and to this day, I still feel his presence around the place. The old grandstand, like in our theme song, the Tigers of old, strong and evolved. I mean, it just seems to describe Jack Dyer to the T, doesn't it?
It was a half-back flank of Melbourne. He put young Wilson into the fence, and the other fella sung out, down there, that's right, put him in the fence. And I said, I'll put you in the bloody fence. You know, I spoke like that too.
Eat him alive. Doesn't it really come from Jack Dyer? And I suppose during those depression years when he probably played his first lot of football and was such a big figure in such a very important and a very successful period, I would say that his whole image is what Richmond's all about. Eat him alive.
This big fella, 6 foot, didn't weigh much, about 6 foot three and a half, didn't weigh much, I must admit that. He's coming through and I let go. Oh, it was one of the most beautiful time bumps I've ever done. Oh, he went up in the air and stayed there a while and come down.
No matter what the sport, there's always icons that you can say the name, you can say a bit of a nickname, and everyone will know. And if anyone follows the VFL, AFL, SANFL, WAFL, any of those codes, any of those leagues, and you said the name Captain Blood, you'd be hard-pressed for people not to know who Jack Dyer is. Absolute Tiger legend, Order of Australia recipient as well, which is something that slides through. Played, you know, in the war years, the Depression years, 1931 to 1949. He was born 15th of November 1913 and passed away 23rd of August 2003. You know, just over 6 foot one, almost 6 foot two, but just seems so much bigger than that. Absolute legend of our game. Obviously, stands named after him. And his football career itself is just absolutely outstanding. You know, 6 foot one, 89 to 90 kilos, 311 games for us, absolutely sensational. And, you know, on pretty bad knees for a lot of his career, 443 goals, played 16 times for Victoria, and just absolutely outstanding. Actually did coach us, and a lot of people don't realise how long he coached us for. 222 games he coached us for, pretty respectable record, 134 wins, 86 losses, and 2 draws. A few other of his career highlights. Played for us in the 34 and 43 grand finals. And that's, you know, pretty interesting there as well, isn't it? That, you know, near the start of his career and then halfway through his career, winning those two premierships. He 5 times at Richmond best and fairest. 37, 38, 39 and 40, 4 years in a row. And then once again, getting towards the tail end of his career, 1946 there, winning his fifth and final best and fairest. Now, towards the end of his career as well, on hobbled knees, he actually ended up being a two-time leading goal kicker at Tigerland, which a lot of people also aren't aware of. And I certainly wasn't until a few years ago when Dad pointed it out. But 47-48, Richmond's captain from 41 to 49, was named in the AFL Team of the Century. He's a Hall of Fame, obviously legend status. He was one of the inaugural legends, Richmond Team of the Century, also in the immortal status and inaugural there as well. Just to me, the other thing, with his coaching there, he was also the captain coach in 43, so one of those really big things. So if you just looked at his football career, it's absolutely amazing. He was born in Oakley. Grew up in a small farm in the Yarra Junction and, basically rocked up to Richmond like a lot of people did and basically said, hey, can I give it a bit of a game as well? So he won a Metro League Award for Best Player at the age of 16 and Richmond hadn't really shown a lot of interest at that period of time. This is a really funny thing that a lot of people don't realise. He did look at potentially applying for a clearance to play with one of our main rivals, if not our biggest rival ever, a club that Jack Dyer ended up hating in Collingwood. But, you know, he was at training with us in the 1931 season and came up against a couple of the club legends, including Joe Murdoch. Didn't get a lot of the ball at that time, but it wasn't about how much he got the ball. They wanted to see the kind of courage he got. The really amazing thing for me is that a player with, you know, pretty ordinary knees, but just a fantastic attitude, ended up becoming Captain Blood. And I wasn't sure where that term came from other than other people may be calling it, but it was actually a newspaper cartoonist, John Ludlow, who drew a picture for The Age, had him as a pirate, and then a journalist nicknamed him Captain Blood. And I wasn't even really sure where that came from, but it was an Errol Flynn film as well. So, Captain Blood. That it's funny that it took a cartoon and a journalist to name it, but I think everyone who would have ever seen him play would have said the same thing as well. So he's absolutely amazing football career, 311 games, the premierships, coaching, everything like that. But it was his passion beyond that for the club that has always shone even more than his playing career. Because, I'm 50 years of age. There's no way I ever saw anything of Jack Dyer. And, even the photos and all that kind of thing are the things that I remember. The iconic photo of him swinging onto his left foot. Obviously, the one where he's giving a backhand to a St Kilda player as well. They're all absolutely iconic photos of us. And then he goes on post-football career and has one of the most magnificent media careers ever. He was on World of Sport. And I think we all have seen that in league teams. Which was kind of like what the AFL footy show at one stage was. And a lot of diarisms, getting things wrong in commentary and everything like that was so good. Did captain in the major as well. Called radio and then, that show became captain in the major. But, just some of his sayings. I won't say anything in case I say something. Bartlett's older than he's ever been before. The only way to tackle Justin Madden is, I don't know. There was so many great things. My favourite of all time, and I actually remember listening to this on the radio. I hadn't gone to the game. I was very young and my brother and I were sitting there. And it's the Mark Lee's long arms reaching up like giant testicles. Those are just absolutely fantastic. One that my dad always brings up, and it's so true, when I was playing in my junior career, I used to get a lot of the ball, didn't always do a lot with it. But Dad said exactly what Jack Dyer said. you can't get the ball. If you don't get the ball, you can't do anything with it. So, you know, but basically he keeps getting where the ball ain't is another one that he used to say. So you might as well get the ball. I don't know. I just absolutely love the man. His media career is where I got to really know him. And, you know, I suppose the friendships that he'd formed with people like Lou Richards, you know, an enemy on the field and a friend off it. And, you know, to finally sum it up, you know, there's been famous memes and everything done with him as well. But he once said that he hated Collingwood so much he couldn't even stand to watch black and white TV. So that, to me, is just one of the famous things. I think there's certain people at our club that we are a family club. And when I say we're a family club, I can go anywhere in Australia. I live in Queensland now. I can go anywhere in Australia and I'm going to meet Tiger fans and we're going to have a chat. And it's that tribal thing that it's people like Jack Dyer who embodied it, who embraced it, who taught us what it meant to be a tribe. And I just can't imagine the club without him. And, you know, even though he is gone, Jack Dyer is just everything to this club. And, you know, through all the dark days that we had for many decades, you could look back at people like Jack Dyer and so forth, and it just made you feel that this club was still had something. It was still there and it meant something to people and it could be big again one day. There'll be players, there'll be coaches, there'll be administrators that we'll cover. But just as a starting point there, Jack Dyer, Captain Blood, number 17, absolute immortal in every sense of the word. And we thank you very much. Thanks, Jack. Thanks for joining us for a VL on Black, the Richmond Football Club podcast. I was Paul, the host. As we said, we will be looking at legends of the game leading up to the start of the season. Then we're going to be interviewing supporters throughout the season, doing a bit of a coverage there as well. This is for a VL on Black, the Richmond Football Club podcast.